Good morning, my ladies and gents. It's your girl, Clarina Hoskins, also known as Claire J. And welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I hope you all are doing well on this Wednesday morning. If you're in the Macon, Middle Georgia area, as I am, it is wet, it's raining, it's a little dreary out, and it's a little cool. But it's a new day. So that makes it beautiful in itself. So this morning I just wanted to talk to you all briefly on letting go and letting God. We as humans, especially we as adults, we want to be in control of everything. Even though we know we have free will that we've been so graciously given by our Lord, there are some things that's going to be out of our control. No matter how much we plan, no matter how much we prepare, something at some point is going to come and blindside us in a way that we couldn't imagine. There'll be days where we're upset. There'll be days we're devastated. And even to look on the bright side, there'll be some days where we're pleasantly surprised. But we have to let go of that overall control, or I can fix everything, I can do everything. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having that confidence, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But at some point, things are going to be out of your control. Some things you can't avoid. Like, for example, there are some accidents that people may have been in, you know, car accidents that they honestly could not have avoided. They've done all they could do on their end, but when someone sideswipes you and you're in your lane and you've done all that you could do and would know how to do and you still get hit, I mean, that's not your fault. You couldn't stop that. You know, and we definitely don't know the future. We only know what's revealed to us in the Holy Spirit, but we don't know the future. We can't say all the things that's going to happen the next day. We can't say all the things that will be said to us, all the messages we'll receive, all the different things that will happen to us or to our loved ones in the next day, in the next hour, in the next minute, or even the next second. We can't predict that. So with that being said, we have to have faith in God that everything is going to work together for our good. We have to let go and let Him handle our situations on our behalf. We have to let Him change the situation. We can pray, and that's one of the best, that is the best thing to do. We can pray, and then we can operate in faith. But we have to let go and let God do His thing. We got to let God be God, because we can only do so much. Our abilities are limited. Now, there are some people who can do extraordinary things. I mean, that's a gift, or gifts, however you want to see that. But there are limits on our lives to some degree. Some people can do more than others. Some are gifted in other ways that the next person isn't. But it all comes from God according to His purpose that He has for our lives. So when life happens, as we know it will, if it hasn't happened, and you know what I mean when I say when life happens, when things fall apart and things are not what you expect or not what you hope for, you have to let go and let God. Let Him be God. Let Him have His way. Let Him do what is absolutely best, because that is all God does. Even when we don't understand why things happen the way they do, or why certain people may be added or removed to your life, or why after praying for one thing something else happens, or just why it just falls apart sometimes. I mean, life happens. We may not understand the why in the moment, but prayerfully it'll be revealed to us before this life is over. But remember, all things work together for the good, no matter how much it hurts. And God has a way of blessing you in ways that you don't even imagine. On the flip side, you know, it's sometimes we hold ourselves back. Unfortunately, sometimes we hold ourselves back. We shouldn't, but we do. But sometimes God will force us in a position to go a different route or to change our approach to things or change our way of viewing things, that if certain things didn't happen or certain things wasn't said, that we wouldn't have thought otherwise. But just know that your steps are ordered. Just know everything happens for a reason, even if we don't know what that reason is yet. But know it happens for a reason. But I want you all to be encouraged. And letting go of control can be scary at times, because you feel that you know what's best for you. And that's natural. We as humans, you know, we're going to look out for number one. We're going to look out for ourselves. Naturally, we're going to look out for ourselves at least to some extent. And so naturally, we're going to think, okay, I know what's best for me. You know, even when it comes to our children, we feel we know what's best for them. You know, and that's how God is with us. But God actually knows what's best for us. He knows what job is not going to be good for you. He knows what job will be better for you or best for you. He knows the best place for you to live. He knows the best people for you to be around, to have in your life. He knows when someone has an ill intention towards you. He knows when a particular job may wear and tear on your body or even on your spirit. He knows. And sometimes he'll put things in place to block certain things from taking place because he knows the future. He's already in the future. He's already in the present. He was definitely there in the past. So you have to trust and you have to let go and let God. All right, you all. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Definitely be blessed. And look me up on social media, Clarina Hoskins on Facebook. And then remember, these episodes are brought to you by Claire J. Bath and Body Products, specializing in stress relief and relaxation, ranging from milk bath, blossoms, sweet body scrubs, and more. And definitely check out my Teespring, teespring.com/store/faith-walk, for your favorite inspirational apparel. And if you are in the state of Georgia, or especially the Macon, Middle Georgia area, and you're looking to purchase or sell a home or a land lot or a business, definitely reach out to me. I am a licensed real estate agent with Gateway Realty Professionals based in downtown Macon, and I can be reached at 478-464-6084, or you can call our office at 478-200-7550. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day, and be great.